I said earlier that we'd have a short story about the original Saint Nicholas. And I think it's important to include this along with everything else that we've been talking about for this month. If we're going to take on the true spirit of Christmas, make the decision to find true peace on earth through Christ and choose to tell our children the truth about Jesus being the real Christmas hero, then we need to be prepared to tell the truth concerning the origins of Saint Nicholas. It wouldn't be truthful to say that there never was a man that they called Saint Nick, so we should be equipped to speak about it in a proper way.
Pop, will you tell us a story about Saint Nick?
Yeah, Pop, tell us a story.
Sure, I'd love to. You know, lots of people think that Saint Nicholas is just another name for Santa Claus. But Santa is also called Father Christmas and Kris Kringle and some other names. But behind all of these names is a boy who lived in what is now Western Turkey about 1,700 years ago. His name was Nicholas. Now, when Nicholas was a little boy, a plague struck his hometown, and both his parents got sick and they died. And he went to live with his uncle, who was a monk in a monastery, who taught him all about God and Jesus. Now, when Nicholas's parents died, they left him all of their money. But monks are supposed to be poor, so Nicholas resolved to give it all away, especially to other children in trouble. There's a wonderful story about three girls who could not get married because they had no dowries. Now, in those days, a girl had to have a big sum of money or a dowry if she was to marry. If she didn't, she'd be sold as a slave. Nicholas heard of this, and he came up with a plan. Late at night, he tossed a stocking full of gold coins through the bedroom window of the oldest daughter, and soon she married a good husband. She said she had a dowry hid away in her sock. Nicholas again tossed a sock full of money through the window of the second daughter, and she too soon married. But when Nicholas crept up to the house with a third sock full of money for the third daughter, he found all of the windows were shut. So he did what boys sometimes do. He climbed up on their roof and he dropped it down the chimney and it landed in the girl's shoes, which were beside the hearth. When she too married, claiming that her dowry was in her shoes, people were amazed and they said to one another, "It's some kind of miracle." Saint Nicholas was an orphan boy who became a priest and then a bishop, who loved Jesus and God and gave away all of his wealth to the poor, and especially to children in trouble.